One of the things that we believe in here at Canon Mennonite Church is prayer. And this morning we are going to commission and bless the prayer ministry, the Sozo ministry that Tammy and Willard have been involved in. And I sort of put this on Tammy at the last minute, but she's going to share just a little bit about that and how it's been instrumental in her walk with Jesus. You know, one of the things that I have noticed lately, I've been really focusing on the Gospels and what Jesus did. And I'm amazed at how many times the Bible says that Jesus went away to a quiet place to pray.
Yeah.
His communication with the Father was constant. And not only was it, I see when he was ministering to people, he also said, you know, he would pray right then as he would minister to somebody, but often he went away to a quiet place to communicate with the Father. And that's what we believe prayer is. And so we want to commission and bless this ministry in our church. So after Tammy and Butch share what they want to share, I'm going to ask the elders that are here to come forward, and we're going to lay hands on them and pray for them and commission them and bless them. So, Tammy, why don't you just share a few things about this prayer ministry?
Sozo is a worldwide ministry now. It's a unique inner healing ministry that is totally Spirit-led. There are tools that are used, but it's completely Spirit-led. And the aim of a Sozo ministry is to get to the root of anything that's hindering a person's relationship or communication with any aspect of the Trinity. It deals a lot with lies that might be believed that are deep, that we react out of, that we our actions we do by default. A lot of forgiveness. And then once those wounds are healed, those lies are renounced and truth received, the person is then able to walk then in the destiny that God has given them. It is not necessarily a one-time fix-all in that we have layers, and then from the time I had my first Sozo, I've taken on other wounds or lies or whatever, and it's kind of a constant cleansing myself. For me, initially, my first Sozo, my Sozo for me was pivotal in my walk with the Lord. It's not quite as dynamic for everybody, but there are some people for whom it's pivotal. But then for other people, it's more of a building on what they've already, you know, kind of the past they've had, or revealing some things that they didn't realize were there, but it's not quite as life-changing for some people as it was for me. For me, it cleared up that lie that I had that God was passive. It is very difficult for us as believers to believe that God is good and that he is all-powerful. And I believe that he was passive and that his love was not for me personally. God is love, yes. That's who he is. That's what he is. But for me personally, the long-lasting benefits for me for learning for my Sozo was that I'm now constantly Sozoing myself. If I hit dry periods, and dry periods come, there are times of manifestation of the presence of the Lord, and there are times of hiddenness, and both serve their purpose. But I find myself on a regular basis when I can't find victory, or when a certain confrontation or altercation or discussion with someone keeps coming up. All right, Lord, I know that I've forgiven. What's going on here? Are there any lies that I'm believing? Is there anything that do I need to forgive further? Is there a wall that's been erected? And then he points out, yeah, this is the lie that you're believing. Okay, Father, then I renounce the lie. And then what is your truth? And he replaces it with truth.
Yeah.
There might be a time of, all right, I'm going to give you all this bitterness and this rage that I'm feeling. I'm just going to give it to you. What do you have for me in return? What do you? And then I thank him for that. I thank you for that peace. Sometimes it's a birthday cake. Okay, Lord, what does a birthday cake mean? It means new beginnings. You're celebrating a new beginning now. And so that, for me, the biggest part is that I can now Sozo myself through those times of, and then in times of ministry. The other day I was experiencing some vertigo, some episode that I saw Dennis in. I was just, And someone came to pray for me, and she said, I really believe that this is spiritual. And as soon as she said it, I recognized a feeling of disorientation. So she said, okay, ask the Holy Spirit when's the first time, and sent right back to when it was, and worked through that. And I haven't experienced, well, I didn't for a while experience any vertigo, and I'm still working through with him that feeling of being disoriented and not in who I am, but my role, what he has for me. So that's the tools that you learn through SOZO. SOZO is also helpful in the educational sphere. Children develop walls to learning, and there are educational specific SOZOs for educational struggles. There are SOZOs specific for financial things too. It is in there are SOZO ministries that are partnering with Teen Challenge. Most of the SOZOs that right. Butch has done has been at a Teen Challenge.
Right.
There's actually a judge in, I believe, Arizona, who now mandates that any teenager that leaves, that has been in part of the teenager's probation, is to get a SOZO. And I mean, that's where, oh, that's not telling anybody, state and church joining.
just explain what the word SOZO means.
Okay. The word SOZO is a Greek term. It's found in the Bible 110 times in the New Testament. It means saved, healed, delivered. The verse where it says that women should be saved in childbearing, that word saved is sozo. Many times when you find the word salvation or sozo, it is salvation or saved. It is a form of sozo. When Jesus healed, delivered the man who was the demoniac from Gadarenes, right. And they came back and they found him sitting there in his right mind, that word right mind is a form of the word sozo. Mm-hmm. There are other places where it uses the word healed or delivered, and it's all... If you go into the Greek, it's a form of or the word yeah. Sozo. So it means to save, to heal, and to deliver. Did you want to add anything?
All right. So we want to pray for Willard and Tammy and just commission them and bless them in this ministry here. And we're asking God to use them in an incredible way, and also to tailor it for our needs and for our church and for them to allow the Holy Spirit to lead them in this ministry. So I'm going to ask the elders that are here to come forward. Yeah, and she just said they're hoping to build a team of prayer intercessors to do this. So let's have our elders come forward. We'll lay hands on them and we'll pray for them. And if you have any questions, any questions at all, feel free to ask, okay? All right, and if you feel led, want to extend a hand to Butch and Tammy, let's pray. Lord God, I thank you for my brother Willard and my sister Tammy. Lord, I thank you for the evidence of your grace that I see in their lives. I see you working. I see you doing incredible things, and I see them speaking truth into the lives of others. Father, we believe in the ministry of prayer, this SOZO ministry, and I pray that you would use it in an incredible way. I've seen the results, God. I've seen the results of being able to communicate with you on a deep level. I see it in my own life. And Father, that's what I want. That's what I want here for our body, for the body of believers here at Canon. So I'm commissioning and blessing yes. Willard and Tammy in this ministry. And we as church leadership yes. do that. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would lead as you see best in this ministry. I pray that you would give them clear and specific direction on how to use this ministry for healing and freedom in the lives of the body of Christ here at Canon. Father, I appreciate the fact that they are willing to be used. Father, you know my heart. One of the things I love to do is to go and pray with people and pray for people. And pray with them. We look at the example of Jesus and how he was continually in prayer. And Father, the more I see my need for you, the less it becomes ridiculous that I can pray without ceasing. And so I commission and bless Willard and Tammy for this ministry. And I thank you for their willingness to serve in this capacity. And we commit the ministry and those that would be involved and their leadership to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.